After 34 years in the church educational system, my wife and I decided about 3 years ago to retire and set our feet on some different paths in life. At that point, we began to make plans. We changed our residence to be closer to children and grandchildren. I began to develop what I thought were some wonderful projects. Some were absolutely brilliant, I thought. And then one of those pivotal moments in life happened. It was our privilege at that time to be living across the street from Elder F. Enzio Busha and his wife, now an emeritus 70. And one day, Elder Busha taught our high priest quorum. And he cited a scripture in the Book of Alma, where Alma longs to have the voice of an angel and then immediately repents of those feelings, and then in verse 4 makes a remarkable statement. He says, "We have to be careful what we desire, for the Lord grants unto us the desires of our heart." And then come what was to me almost a stunning statement, "Whether that be unto salvation or unto destruction, that God will grant unto us the will and the things which we desire." I went home that day, and it's not that I felt that any of my desires were wrong, but I, in that moment, realized that those desires were mine. And that day I began to try and let the Lord know that what I'd like to do is fulfill His desires. Even then I thought I really meant it. But I came to know that that's an easy thing to say and a difficult thing to do. As Elder Maxwell cited yesterday, only when we truly yield our hearts to God can He begin to accelerate the purification and the sanctification and the perfecting process. We have found in the 3 years that have come since that time that the Lord has set our feet on different paths than we expected. And this one is the latest. Just the other day, after President Hinckley called my wife and I was reading in the book of Deuteronomy and found a verse in the 12th chapter that came to mean a lot to me. It's put in the form of a commandment. The Lord says, "Thou shalt rejoice thyself before the Lord in all that thy putteth thy hand to do." We are grateful for this privilege to rejoice in the Lord at this new opportunity. Since starting on those paths, we have come to learn how truly merciful God is, how deeply He loves us, and how perfectly compelling His love is for us. When I was 16 years old and not smart enough to know very much at all, the Spirit touched my heart, and I realized the significance of the woman that you marry. And starting at that time, I began to pray that the Lord would find for me the woman that would be an eternal companion. And those prayers were answered, and all that we now enjoy in our family with children and grandchildren is largely responsible to her. I've come to know that Jesus is our Christ, that His and the Father's mercies are infinite and never-ending, even when we're not deserving. I've always loved the prophet Joseph Smith, but it was my privilege to spend about 10 years in an intensive and extensive study of his life, of his writings, of his teachings, and of those who knew and loved him. And I came to know that here is a prophet of prophets, one who was worthy to bring about the restoration of this last great dispensation. And I've come to know with great power that those keys that he restored have continued unbroken to this day and now reside in our living prophet, even Gordon B. Hinckley. Again, we rejoice in this opportunity to serve. We're deeply humbled and greatly honored, and I leave that testimony with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.